Tonight on The Gay Man's Guide, we...
Oh, hey, there's a microphone.
Why is Nick next to the microphone?
No, more importantly, why the hell is Nick still at my house?
Guys, I brought cupcakes!
Oh, he can stay.
It's all coming up now on The Gay Man's Guide to Dating.
I'm on the floor.
Everybody, welcome to The Gay Man's Guide to Dating. My name is Lee.
I'm Freddie.
And I am Ryan. And with us again is our very special friend, Nick.
Snaps. I brought fudge last time. Today, I brought cupcakes.
Oh, they were so good.
Oh, red velvet.
I didn't make them myself. I just bought them from the store.
Okay, that's fair.
They're very moist.
Yes. Oh. They're red velvet. I'm allergic to red, so I can't have them with my one ball.
That's why he bought them. Today's episode is going to be all about dating, the do's and don'ts, and horror stories from beyond.
Bum, bum, bum!
So, like, do's and don'ts. What are some, like, do's or don'ts?
Do wash your ass.
Point.
Point. You're starting us off real... You are just... You've set the limit. You've set it way high. Like,
okay,
I don't know if I can reach
don't
that far.
Don't wear Crocs. I went on a first date once, and he was wearing those footy Crocs. Not, they're
like the
slip
ons?
The toe shoes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Maybe he was going to take you rock climbing.
It was in New Orleans. There was no rocks.
They have rock walls.
No.
You mean no rocks? Do you mean mountains?
the rocks there. I got a drink on the rocks.
Did Freddie just try to educate our guests?
Yes. Woo! Yay!
Oh my gosh.
I learned English really well.
I'm going to punch you in the face before we are done recording this episode.
So would you rather be the person that asks someone on a date, or do you like to be asked on a date? Which is it?
I'd rather be asked on a date to make my self-esteem boost up.
What about you?
Power up.
I prefer to do the asking, but I think that's because I have zero tact.
How do you go about it?
I said, I mean, it depends. Like, okay, so.
Gosh, oh my God, I just fell on top of you. Do you want to go on a date?
Look, I've only done that like 4 to 7 times. I've only done that 8 to 19 times. A day. No, I don't know. It depends. I mean, it depends on how I've met the guy and if we've had good conversation. Sometimes it's like, hey, do you just want to grab a drink? And sometimes it's like, hey, would you like to go on a date?
I typically say, do you want to grab a drink sometime? But then I end up finding out that the person's like 19 and can only order chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Twinsies.
Yes, we like red dye, number 40. But I have one ball.
Freddie, what do you like? What do you?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends because, you know, I like to change it up. I don't like to ask guys because if I get turned down, I'm like,
well, fuck you.
No, I'm
not.
Oh,
you just yelled. Do you see that peak? I apologize for everyone's hearing that we just messed up.
For the hearers out there.
I guess I would rather get asked out so that I don't feel like I'm a loser when they're like, no.
So you'd rather do the denying than be denied.
Right. Well, here's a question. Do you ask guys on dates that you think will deny you?
No.
Then why would you...
Well, here's the probability of... I don't know.
There's a 50% chance that he'll say yes. That's the probability. That's called math.
Okay. Oh, I didn't learn.
We're going to teach Freddie math in this episode.
There's there were two possible answers.
Okay, so you like to ask people.
No, I don't.
He likes to be asked.
Oh, you like to be asked.
Correct.
See, if someone asks me, I'm of course going to say yes because I know I'm going to get free food.
Oh.
That's true.
I'm not going to lie. If someone pays, they are automatically going to get sex from me.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Wow.
So you want sex, I want Applebee's.
It is eating good in the neighborhood.
Yes.
It's very true.
Okay, I can see where I priority stand.
Hold on. So you're telling me if someone asks you on a date and they pay for your dinner, you're expecting sex?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
That's called chivalry, bitch.
Yeah, like, if you open the door, I'll open my pants.
Yeah. Yeah, look
so
into it.
Is it like delivery, ding dong, pizza's here?
Yeah, and it's, just, look it's into not it, delivery, it's DiGiorno.
No, I'm joking, of course not. I would never.
And if you can see, there's a wink to go with that.
Yeah, no, he's not kidding.
But seriously, so, I mean, because I had a legitimate conversation with a couple of friends of mine at work where we said, have we gotten to a point where just because someone pays for your date, whatever that is, whether it's food, movie, whatever, that you're almost expecting sex as a return?
No.
Do you think so?
No.
What about you?
I probably wouldn't put out because I probably didn't have good underwear on that night.
And you probably did not wash your
that ass. But, like, I don't put out, like, if it's a real good date, like, not Applebee's, but, like, Chili's.
Ooh.
If you got me Chili's because it's the 2-for-1 margarita deal.
Okay.
And I'm already going to be sloshed.
Right.
Because of the alcohol.
Right.
I might give you a couple kisses and a little tongue here and there.
Oh.
Not just in the mouth.
Now we know. We now know the way to Nick's heart.
Yeah, or what about you, Lance?
Yeah, what about you?
I don't expect anybody to put out, but I'm not going to lie. The last time that I went on a first date with someone, we did end up hooking up.
No, you didn't hook up because you went on a date. You had sex with someone. Hooking up is totally separate. Hooking up is when you're like, hey, you want to come over and blow me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean.
Out the dinner or drinks.
Correct.
Hooking up is pure sex.
Well, because then you would get the drinks after because you're famished and you're
parched. Right, and you're thirsty. Yes. You might be dehydrated.
Yes.
All that work.
All that mouth work.
No, but you're such a cunning linguist.
Yeah, that was
cunnilingus.
That was not an.
No, I mean, the last time that I went on a date, we did end up having sex. But is that expected now? I don't think so.
I don't think it is. I mean, I have gone on. I have not. I cannot remember the last time I went on a date.
Really?
Yeah. No. Legitimately, I can't remember because it was that. Actually, no. I remember this one guy. He had taken me out on a date. This motherfucker took me.
He censored himself.
Yes, I did.
As many times as we've said fuck on this show, you're now going to censor yourself.
Listen, he took me to Moe's.
Oh,
welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Oh, I love Moe's.
I hate Moe's. So that was an automatic. No.
That's no number one.
Hold on, time out. Why did you say yes to going to Moe's if you don't like Moe's?
No, because
he didn't tell you where you were going.
Correct.
He was hang out.
Oh, I need to know exactly where we're going because really? I'm allergic to a lot of things and I do not want to have a bridesmaids epidemic.
See, I need to know where we're going because I want to make sure I feel safe there. And I want to make sure, like, legitimately,
I feel okay. I thought we were going to go to Starbucks, but there was, like, a Moe's next door, and he was like, oh, let's go to Moe's. And I was like, okay.
Yay. And instead of being like, oh, no, I, one, don't like Moe's, or two, already ate, you just went along with it?
I had not eaten yet.
Okay, it doesn't matter. If you don't like Moe's, you fucking lie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what do I say? Moe's gives me the shit?
Yes.
I do, and I have.
I would. Oh no, I can't eat. I had a guy ask me to go to dinner. This is real life. First date to Olive Garden.
Yes.
Oh, I love the OG.
Here's the thing. I love the OG for soup, salad, and breadsticks for lunch. I'm not going to dinner on our first date to Olive Garden. Yeah. And then my response was, oh, I just ate there the other day with my roommates. What about something else? And he was
with that voice?
Well, yeah, it was via text message, so he couldn't hear it.
The guy from Family Guy.
Herbert. He's Herbert now.
But then, you ready for his next responses? He said, what? He was like, do you like seafood? And I said, yeah, I like seafood. Like,
did he ask you to go to Long John?
Are you ready?
Red Lobster.
Yes.
Red Lobster.
Or Joe's Crab Shack.
No.
And I was like,
anything on 535.
Yeah, basically.
X in Orlando.
Basically, I was like, you know, what about tacos?
I'd be like, I gotta go wash
my arms.
So
did you end up like going to like Tijuana Flats?
No. We went to that place over in Dr. Phillips. I'm not gonna say its name. But,
oh, okay.
But
oh,
it's good.
Okay,
cool.
It's really good.
Well, and.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's
really good. No, it's delicious.
It's a good first date place.
Well, I just feel like I went on this, whatever. Number one, he never even called me back. And my favorite was when he had messaged me on Grindr months later. He's like, hey, you're really cute. I was like, you are aware that we went on a date and you disappeared?
Oh,
I've had that happen before.
And legitimately, I said that to him and he goes, oh, and I was like, yeah, damn. Got you. And I was like, can I know something? What was up with that? Like, why couldn't you, like, return a text or whatever? And he was like, you just weren't my type. And I was
like, but he's your type a couple months later?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
He's your type when he's horny.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I didn't sleep with him, number one. Let me just point that out.
Good.
Okay. He brought you to Moe's. I would totally have put out.
I would take those chips
and salsa and walk out and into the back of the seat of his car. Oh. Probably a Hyundai Accent. That's all I could afford if he went to Moe's. I have a Hyundai Accent.
Hyundai.
It's my favorite car.
So, what's the worst first date that you've ever been on? Like, Moe's is bad, but like, what's the
one? Like location-wise?
Location-wise, yeah. I mean, most fast food is pretty bad.
Oh. It was a McDonald's.
Really?
In Miami.
Shut the...
Yeah. Really? He wanted to bring me to McDonald's. And I got...
How old was he?
Well, we were both like 20.
Okay.
But still, I don't care if you're on a college budget. You don't bring me to McDonald's.
Did he let you order anything that you wanted?
It was
did you
the have to dollar pick from... menu.
Oh.
No. Yes.
No. That's amazing.
But I still dated him for a couple more months.
Because
eventually they went to Burger King.
Yes.
What? What'd you say?
Yeah. Latino.
Yeah.
Oh,
his name was Carlos.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Si, que bueno.
Yes, very well. Yes, it was que bueno. Que bueno. I had blue ball. Just one. Azul pelota.
Wait, what's the worst?
I just love that you're translating it, and I know what you're saying.
I have Rosetta Stone, that's why.
Lee, you needed it for all the boys you were sleeping with.
Lee, where's the worst location that you've been to on a first date?
It's not, like, the worst location, but I really thought, no, this guy didn't put any thought to it. I work at a theme park. I will not say which one, because I like my job for the time being. But they asked me to go to the theme park that I work at.
Well... I don't know, because if you, like, work there, I think it would be fun to just play around in a park.
I don't know if it's a good first date.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, it wasn't bad, it wasn't a bad idea, but I
did you have
working.
Dinner, or did you just walk around?
No, it was just walk around the park, okay. And then maybe go and get drinks afterwards, which was fine. I think it was, like, a special event. I almost said the name of the special event. They could have outed me right there. But it was a special event, so there would have been drinks involved, but... It wasn't a bad idea. I just don't think he put into consideration that I work there on a regular basis. Right. And that.
But was it a good date?
It was okay.
Because someone brought me to a theme park on our first date, and we went to Japan. And it was really...
So exotic.
I know. It was,
God,
it was so
Asian. God, you flew all the way to Japan?
Yeah, wow. I got caught.
We can only be so lucky.
I took a boat. Took a ferry.
The friendship?
Yeah.
Actually, the worst first date for me was... going to the movie theater. That is really? The worst.
That's so high school.
But it's like, cliche.
Yeah.
Well,
not only is it cliche, it's horrible.
It's horrible. You don't get to talk.
Yeah.
And the worst was, actually, it was Brian, who I ended up dating for several months afterwards.
Yeah.
But I remember we went to go see Thor, and he was just like, oh, he's so sexy. Ooh. Number one, that is a no on a date. Let me just tell you what a no. This is a don't. Do not compliment another... Do not tell the person you're going on a date with, God, that guy is so hot.
It's like pushing you in the friend zone almost.
Yes. Honestly, Brian did not realize, but he was pushing me in the friend zone. And then later on when we were dating, he's like, I thought you were a complete bitch.
Oh,
wow. He read you properly. call a spade a spade.
You're the best.
The library is always open.
However.
Like my legs. What?
Oh! Oh my God.
But... The reality is, just don't, even if it's a celebrity, I know that that's the possibility of Brian sleeping with, what's his face?
Thor.
Thor, yeah.
Is, you know, slim to none.
Yeah.
But it's a respect thing to the person you're on a date with.
How would you respond on your first, yeah, he's cute. Oh,
I literally,
wow,
no,
okay.
I literally was like, ew.
Really?
Yeah, I said ew.
Because I went on a
date.
He
looks like a boy version of Miley Cyrus.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I went on a date once and he was talking, like he was not scoping out other guys, but like we had a really attractive waiter and he owned it first. Like he was like, our waiter's really attractive. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, our waiter's really hot.
See, that's
and
different.
Then we joked about having a three-way with him.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Okay. This right. has turned. This has escalated quickly.
We joked about it. That's it.
Well, this segues nicely into the do's and don'ts.
Right.
Like what? Kind of going back to the do's and don'ts. I think it's appropriate to say that you had a great time. However, do not immediately text the person right after you leave.
No, wait at least 5 minutes.
Yeah. What's the standard waiting time?
Yeah. I am the poster child of don'ts on dating, because I literally will add you on Facebook, text you 500 times, say, have a good night, and send smiley faces. I am the worst person to date, because I am the most clingy, and the most, like, paranoid. Like, I have to, I am the person that, like, is standing in the bushes and be like, I saw you today, you looked really cute in that purple shirt. I am the creeper.
Oh, no.
I am owning up to that, and that's why I am
Have you ever stalked anybody?
Only Facebook-wise.
Which is really great. I love Facebook stalking. Like, I love Facebook stories.
I know, and my favorite is when my favorite is you say that you want to go out on another date.
Right.
And that's fine. That's great. Cool. Awesome. And then you make plans, and then you see on their Facebook when they had done cancel plans with you, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, hanging out with my friends.
Oh, that's a no-no.
That's a hell don't.
Well, here's my thing.
Hell don't.
I have an issue with, like, I'll go on a date a date or two with a guy, and I'm interested in him, but I have a life. I hate when guys are like, are you avoiding me? No, I have a life. I work and I take class. Like, that drives me nuts.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Freddie's emotional right now.
Sorry. So this guy I had met via a text messaging app.
On the phone.
For texting.
For texting. Yes. Continue.
Possibly. Called G-R-I-N.
Grindr, just fucking say it.
Okay. They're sponsoring us.
Third episode, you were on it the entire show.
Time. Right, yeah. So I was trying not to reference it. However, this guy...
Shot.
Right. So this guy was literally... I was just, texting him, trying to get to know him. He's like, what are you looking for? I was like, oh, friends, dates, LTR would be nice, but, LTR means long-term relationships.
I learned that the other day.
I am not really LTR on Grindr.
Well, I just say that in general because that's what
that
I'm...
That makes you look pretentious.
Oh, rude.
Very I'm parochial. Just
saying. You're rude.
Anyway. Have a pick or no chat. No pick,
however,
no chat.
That's what I do.
No fats, no fems.
Oh, my God.
No Asians.
No, that's a plus for me.
But I'm not racist, you guys. I swear.
This guy, I'm trying to get to know him, and we're setting up, like, going out on a date or whatever. This is where Grindr probably gets you into trouble. Grindr, sometimes you can be off of Grindr and it still says you're online or whatever.
Oh, you've told me the story. Yes. I love this story.
And this guy, whatever, I gave him my phone number because I didn't think he was crazy. Then I found out he was crazy.
Cray cray.
He literally was like, so you haven't texted me back in 3 hours. I was like, I'm at work. Like,
he actually gave you a time frame?
Legitimately was like, oh, it's been 3 hours since you haven't texted me.
The worst is, like, when it's like, you're 3.8 miles away. Why aren't you, like, coming to say hi to me? Or, like, I'm like, oh my God.
Have you had someone do that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But this guy,
this story's about to get better. Let him finish the story.
It is about to get bueno.
When, this guy lost it. I mean, I was literally like, I'm sorry, I'm at work. Like, if it says that I'm on, I'm not on.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And he's like,
even if you were a timeout, it doesn't fucking matter. You have no commitment to this.
Correct. Guy. And we hadn't even gotten out on the date yet.
You haven't even had a date yet?
No.
Oh.
So then he flips out on me and just starts reading me.
Oh, God. He read you for filth.
He legitimately was like, how old are you? What are you doing with your life? We're, like, talking about my place of where I work.
What?
Saying that I will never amount to anything.
Which
all
is
these...
true. He's not
that right. Okay.
You're so cute.
Don't touch me!
So, like, punch you in the face.
I have a Sharpie.
I don't care. I will
give you a permastache.
But this guy completely lost it on me. Like, was saying...
Without even, like, going
knowing,
on a date yet?
What? Like, not even knowing me.
Okay.
And I was like, you, and I literally just finished it with, you are crazy. I'm so glad we did not go on a date. But
that's unreal that someone would actually go off on you and you haven't even seen the person yet.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, not knowing someone.
Yes.
So when, talk about your story.
Okay, well,
just to preface this, the stories that you are about to hear are entirely real. The names may have been changed to protect the identity of those involved.
Or where they were.
But considering it's Nick, he probably doesn't give a fuck, so.
This really is why we invited Nick to join us, because Nick's dating stories
are
basically, if SNL made Sex in the City, these would be some of the stories.
And when Ryan was telling me we should do a Gay Man's Guide to Dating and said that Nick should come on, I said, but Nick doesn't have any horror stories. And then he told me just a sample of one. And I'm like, oh, He's on the show.
I have like handfuls. So let me tell you
about Start out easy.
Okay, my favorite one was I met this person on that texting app.
That's Grindr. You make it sound so Christian.
Yes, a texting app.
Yeah, Christian texting app.
This is ChristianSingles.com.
Like the farmer singles. Okay, so I met him on the text messaging app, and he's like, hello, how are you? And he had very spectacular vernacular.
Ooh.
Which means he is a very well-rounded...
Yes. I love how you looked at Freddie to explain what that was.
I still don't know what that
he's
is.
He's very smart.
He's good with words.
Yes, he's very good with words.
He's a cunning linguist.
And that's a turn-on for me. If you speak well, which I just cannot do right now, if you speak
just
well...
So flustered.
Yes, you have an in, literally. So, so I said, oh, yes, we'll meet for drinks. And he's like, all right, when and where? And I was like, well, I'm free now. Shall we meet at the so-and-so bar at the so-and-so time? And he's like, I'll meet you there. So I was like, okay, so I'm going because I'm already dressed really cute because I just came off of work and I have to wear this really cute suit to work. So I go to this bar and I'm standing outside and the man approaches me and he's, and I go, oh, hello. And I'll call him Bob.
Steven.
I'm like, hello, Steven. He goes, why, hello there. And I'm like, okay. Oh, hello. Shall we go inside and get a drink? And he goes, that sounds spectacular. And I thought he was like doing a spiel, like a little
like,
skit
like
or something.
A
like, yeah, but later on, it's not what's going on. So we go down and we sit at the bar and I order both the drinks because I asked to go out for the drink, so I'm going to pay for the first round.
Thank
so,
you.
Fair enough.
Yes, that being chivalrous. So we're having our drinks and we're continuing talking and like we're talking about similar interests and I like music and he plays the violin and I'm like, okay,
ooh,
great. I'm like,
okay,
you're very good and blah, blah. And we're talking and he's like, well, I do play the violin, but I'm not that good. But when I play the piano, I tickle the keys very well. And I'm like, he's still going on with this.
This is a legitimate conversation.
Yes.
He tickles the keys.
He tickles
tickle,
the keys.
Tickle,
tickle. And tickle tickles his keys. And he's still going on. This has been going on for like 15 minutes. And like my inner monologue is like, what's up? What's going on here?
He's crazy.
Yeah. So then he decides to say, I need to give you a little forewarning. I have high functioning autism. And I'm like, okay, I'm on a date with a high-functioning autism person.
What does that mean?
So autism is a disease that...
I know what autism is. I, so I just associate it with a slower mentality. So
no, it's not always a slower mentality.
Right, so this high is
so
the
So high-functioning is, I mean...
He may be very smart book-wise, but like in social settings, it could be a little kooky-looky-dooky-doo. Like Miranda. Hey, guys, it's me, Miranda. That's who I thought I was on a date with.
Oh my God.
But, like, it was so uncomfortable because you didn't tell me this, so I couldn't prep myself properly.
Do you think he should have told you?
Yes.
Is that an exception where someone should have been like...
Where you,
because, to be fair, you did say in moments after, you know, sending the message, that, hey, I'm actually free now.
Yeah.
So, to be fair, it's...
No. That's, like, one of those things where it's like, you should tell someone, oh, by the way, I'm wearing an eye patch. You just can't see.
My head has turned to the other profile.
It's not, and here's the thing. Do I think you would have said, oh, never mind? Like, I don't think you
right.
would have.
Right, I would have never said that because
yes,
I'm a very big advocate on special needs and everything.
I don't think he would have.
How dare you talk to me like that?
But
sorry,
with this date,
standard on this
it
show.
Was a great date. I know I wasn't going to have another date because of how he ended it. I said, well,
how the hell did he end it?
This is how it ended. I said, oh, it's getting late. I have to work at 8 in the morning. I think we should call it a night. And he goes, don't want to come back to my place and, you know, fool around. And I go, fool around? Question mark. And he goes, yes, masturbate together. And I literally, my jaw fell to the dirty floor and I had to pick it up. And I go, yep, my car is out in the parking lot. I need to go. I have got to go. Like, you just don't say that. Maybe not on the first date.
I would masturbate
together. And not even have sex. Like, masturbate together. Like, no.
At least he's
with your violin. I don't know.
Or the keys.
Or the tickling the keys. Tickle, tickle my keys.
Tickle, tickle.
Okay.
So I was very uncomfortable by the end of that date.
Now, was this the same guy that ordered the milk?
Yes. Yes. Oh, part. Okay. Yes. So I go, I'll buy the first round, and I go, I'll have a Bud Light, which is my regular.
Yeah.
And I go, what would you like? And he goes, well, I don't really drink. I'll just have a chocolate milk. And I'm like, well, I don't think this bar has milk. And like, no, oh. They don't have like a carton of milk that you get at kindergarten at recess.
You should have just got him like that chocolate drink.
A little Yoo-hoo?
A mudslide.
No, a mudslide. Or a mudslide. White Russian? I don't know.
Yes. Oh my god.
So that was my first, like, ding ding that went off when he ordered a chocolate milk for the drinks that were, but like, the date was to have drinks.
Right.
You would think you would have an alcoholic beverage, but you ordered chocolate milk. Yeah.
Do be a cunning linguist.
Right. Don't order chocolate milk.
Perfect.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You like moral how we all connected story. With that?
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was good.
Do you have a bad date? A bad first date story, Lee?
I don't have a bad first date story. Mine have all been relatively benign. I'm not really... I let it happen. If I'm not interested in someone, I will kind of be like, well, I had a great time. Keep in touch with me sometime. But I don't... Yeah. I don't have any interesting or odd stories.
Now, with that, keeping tabs on, like... texting them later. I have another story that actually happened last week.
Yes!
Oh, like a couple days ago. It's very, very recent. So
I'm so glad we have you on this
yes.
episode.
Oh, I am just like flustered with all these stories. So I met this person at a store. They were working there and I was a customer and we flirted a little bit and we flirted enough to like I chatted with him on Grindr. Because I found him on Grindr after
I like
our
Grindr.
Even though Grindr doesn't actually have the ER in the app.
Oh.
Grindr. So I met him. So I told him, I go, I just was at the store and I think you have really beautiful eyes. And he was like,
oh, that's nice.
Well, yeah, I did a little compliment. And yeah. I go, maybe we should hang out sometime. He's like, yeah, I'm going to this bar. So I said, well, I'll go to the bar as well. I went to the bar,
I went with you.
Yes, Ryan went with me. I didn't say hi to him because I was too nervous. So then he messages me that night and he's like, you didn't say hi, not cool. And I was
like, I totally think you and I were like in the midst of conversations throughout the whole evening and you pointed him out to me. And I gave you a few, like there were a few times where I like walked away from you to like say hi to someone else or just up to the restroom. And he had plenty of opportunities to say hi to you as well.
Because he knew,
was with a huge group of people.
And he knows what I look like because we clearly flirted it up at the store.
Right. Right. And he could have just been like, would you like to masturbate?
Would you like to masturbate? So he said, not cool. And I was already like, all right, this is already a negative like cloud over. Yeah. But I was like, all right, well, I'm going to this bar on Friday. Shall we meet up? And I did. I went by myself to the bar.
I'm sorry I couldn't go with you.
That's okay. I did want to meet this guy like face to face and like have a full on drink. So we had a drink. We made out the whole night. So that was a plus.
So you talked.
Yes. We talked with our mouths and tongue.
And you will.
Yes. So we did make out and it was a great time. So then it was great. So I went home and I wanted to keep tabs on him. So I tried to add him on Facebook. Could not find him. So I went to Google and I typed in his full name. And lo and behold.
Just because sometimes Facebook has private.
Yeah.
You can't search from your thing.
Right. Or people don't. Not everyone has a Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a lot of people I know that don't have Facebook.
Maybe
so that's
he
why.
Had a MySpace.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. You know, it's making a comeback. No, it's making a comeback.
Nothing can come back. It cannot come back from the dead.
It
like
lives
that.
In the elephant graveyard.
Yes.
True story. Anyways. Continue.
So I put his name into Google. And lo and behold, his mugshot came up.
Shut
mugshot.
Lee didn't hear this story, which is the best part.
Ryan purposely left me in the dark with these stories because I wanted to be surprised. You found his mugshot?
Yes, and the mugshot was the scariest thing.
What
and like,
was he?
What was he? What was
it
he?
Was, it just said warrant out for his arrest.
Oh.
So that means he did something
you
bad
made out
and then
with a
didn't.
Convict.
Yeah, and then he didn't show up to his court date and then. He got a warrant. Oh my god.
So, is he still on a warrant now?
No, cuz the mugshot was from 2011. But still.
Wow. So he'd been
I'm
on
scared.
The run for
well, no,
a while.
No, that doesn't mean he was on the run.
Cuz they caught him cuz of the warrant.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't. Oh. He had the warrant out because he skipped the
So
date.
Should I call Osceola police?
No. You should go back to that website and find out when it was updated last.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared.
But it didn't say what it was for, though? He just missed a court appearance?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, because now I want to know
ticket.
More.
Might have been
Could have
ticket.
Been a ticket,
But his
to be
mugshot
fair.
Was really sketchy.
It actually wasn't... Hold on. No, was the warrant, was the, oh God, maybe they have, maybe they haven't caught him.
And well, yeah, that's the thing, is if they have a mugshot,
from another transaction. Yeah.
But still, I just can't go out with a convict.
Mm. Oh, that's your standard?
Yeah.
Thank God we drew the line.
My standard is you have to like Britney Spears, you have to dress well, you have to have some kind of an education, and you can't be a convict. And you have to have Facebook so I can stalk you.
Right. What's your type, Lee?
Well, Freddie.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so, it's so weird.
No, no.
Right, it's so there. Weird when you flirt with Freddie because he's our sister.
I know, I'm kidding.
I totally flirt with my own sister. Farmer's daughter.
Oh, my God.
I typically go for the Latin persuasion. I do enjoy... I'm really not picky. I don't... I'm not like the profiles on Grindr that say no fats, femmes, or olds.
Or Asians.
I'm like that. I'm like, I like blacks and Asians.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my two types. And if you if you don't fit into those this week, then you ain't getting a response. Sorry.
You're not getting a response or you're not going on a date?
I'm not going on a date.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they ask me, I'll probably say yes because I do like free food.
Right. Again.
Yeah. At Applebee's.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. And considering where we live, that's really the only option. Because most of the people in your neck of the woods are visitors.
Or Ale House.
Which sucks, by the way.
I know, because that happens to me all the time.
I'm like, oh my God, of course this dude's a visitor.
I'm always a visitor because of my job.
I had a really nice conversation with a guy that I was talking to on an app. And I was like, wow, you know, are you local? And then he dropped the bombshell. Oh, I'm actually leaving tomorrow.
Boom.
Done.
I'm out.
Why did you waste my time? I mean, I enjoyed the conversation, don't get me wrong, but I was actually starting to get into you.
I'm leaving town tomorrow. Want to suck my wiener?
I'm also a vampire.
I feel like I'm on the other side of that, too, because my job, I'm always traveling.
Yeah,
so
you're
I'm
on the road.
I'm on a new city each week.
You're on a new city?
Yes, I'm on a new city.
Just sitting on it.
Sitting on top of the world.
Finding the biggest... skyscraper and sitting on it.
So it's so hard for me to like go on dates while I'm in a city for each
week. Do you try to have a date while you're lonely
sitting in a hotel room with a girl
and
as my
hand.
Roommate. Yes, I yes.
Well, your hand never says no.
Sometimes.
To be fair.
It goes numb.
Oh. That's called the stranger.
The stranger.
Yeah. Fun fact for our listeners.
Oh, God.
Oh, did we just get a...
Oh, no, it's a text. It's just a text.
Not from the Grindr.
Hashtag gay boy problems.
Hashtag gay boy problems.
So, I mean, so...
What's your type?
I guess my type is probably white. That's really racist.
No, but there's a preference. Being pretentious is an entirely different thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad because I have dated a couple of my own people.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it just doesn't correlate really well with my personality because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a very Americanized Hispanic.
You are.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you are.
So I like the American boys. What about you, Ryan? What's your type? Latino, brown, as
male? No, I do like ethnic men. Okay. But I also here are my things. The person either needs to look like Prince Charming or like Aladdin. Like those are the options.
Wow. Yeah.
So mine has to look like high. A boy version of Mulan. Or even look like Mulan.
Or maybe it is Mulan.
Like, I want to make a man out of him. Yes. Or him make a man out of me.
Right. Okay.
Because I want to defeat the Huns.
Okay. So my type would probably be like John Smith if we're going with Disney princes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or princesses.
Are there any Latinos?
There's Naveen.
Naveen, yeah. Give me some Naveen.
Yeah.
So I think I would go with John Smith.
Yeah. But
I'd go with Radcliffe, actually.
Ooh, Governor Radcliffe.
Him and his little pooch.
Oh, God. And his,
and his dog.
But yeah, so you know, that's physically what he needs to look like. But I also...
compared men to Disney princes.
Yes,
we did. That's fine. And that is considering what we all do for a living, I think that's totally acceptable.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
But he needs to be educated, and he needs to be driven, and... he needs to probably not work where I work.
Right. Correct. And you have to have, like, a good job. Like, if you're just going to be stuck in a job where you don't see progression,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like our relationship won't be progressing.
And when do you call it a relationship?
Oh, good question. I would probably call it a relationship or we're dating probably after, 4 or 5 dates.
Okay. And there has
been insertion. So you actually put a number on it.
I put a number.
I think
on
five's okay. Appropriate. Here's the other thing though. Oh god, I totally lost my train of thought.
I just can't put I can't say we're dating after one date, even if it was like the most greatest date ever.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be multiple dates. I have to have a physical and emotional connection with you, and then we'll talk about being in a relationship, and then we'll confirm it on Facebook.
Okay, so it's not official.
It's not official unless it's on Facebook.
All of that after five dates?
Well, if it's good.
See, my last relationship moved way too quickly, and so that's why I'm really hesitant about it. Like, I think five dates is like dating, and then like after, I don't know, a month or so of dating, that's when you're seeing someone. And then...
There's so many labels.
Well, what do you? Know. And speaking of labels, what do you think of the word exclusive? I cannot stand that in the dating world.
Why?
That we're exclusive, but we're not dating yet. What's the difference between exclusive in somebody and dating somebody?
I think...
Exclusive means you're only with that person.
But dating, you can date dating?
No, you can date more than one person.
Yeah, you could legit... I could go on three different dates and I could be dating all...
No, but
them.
If I'm saying, like, if I'm dating someone and I'm only dating that person, is that's not the same as being exclusive?
No, that is
that
the
person?
Same.
That is the same.
That's what I mean.
But saying, look, we are exclusive.
That's an understanding. That's a personal, like, that's a connection that you and that person make. But if you're just dating someone, you can date as many people as you want.
Truth.
Does that make me sound like a huge prostitute?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, really, bitch? You just said the same damn thing. But you said it with, you just rolled the R's a little more.
You're right. Hello, how you doing? Okay.
So, and then when do you consider... When do you consider it a relationship? Like, I mean, obviously that's a personal connection decision that you and that person make, but when do you make that call, you know? How soon is too soon? That's my question.
Well, it can't be after three dates.
Four is probably.
Yeah. Because the first date is the buffer.
Right.
Can I just say it like, okay. So I hooked up with Brian,
mm-hmm.
and like the first time we like met, and we just clicked. I stayed the night, we talked, whatever. And then I remember... You know, I didn't talk to him for like a week. Well, I texted him. That was it. And then he's like, are you going to come over? And then I just started staying there regularly over at his place. And then sometime in between those sleepovers.
Those adult slumber parties.
Sleepovers.
I think it's all in discretion on how.
I think it just depends on the two people.
Yeah.
I feel like for relationships, it should never have a followed format. Because that is what I think ends up biting everyone in the ass.
That's why I'm still single,
because
I follow that format.
Yeah.
Because
you like
formats.
I do
think 3 to 4 dates is a good idea of where do you think you can establish, is this going to go further? Will it go further? The first boyfriend I ever had here in Florida went way too quickly. Like, I'm talking, like, he said love to me on, like, the third date. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Mm.
That was the no-no for me. Really nice guy though. I still talk to him to this day, but that was just a no-no.
To say I love you is an accident. You could just be in a moment of ecstasy.
The last relationship I had, I went on if I counted like actually meeting him and doing something, whether it was at my house watching TV or dinner or something like that, we easily went on 20 dates and we were never officially exclusive. And then whenever I did approach him, because it was around the time of the Christmas party that we had for where we
that
worked
event.
Last year.
Yeah.
That night, I was like, so what's the holdup? Why are you being apprehensive about it? And that night, he was like, you know what? This isn't working. I'm not feeling it. I'm like, you had like 3 months to make up your mind. Now all of a sudden you're going to make up your mind?
I think it's because you said something.
Is it because I called him out on it?
Yeah.
But would you call someone out on
that? I would have called someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have called them out and then my head in their
because
lap.
We had some great times together. I really was just like, are we going to get to the point where we can... I'm not one for labels. I think labels kind of just box you in to this thing that you may not want to be in.
Absolutely.
But I thought, I'm like, at least let's just say we're exclusive. And then after that point, nope, we're not seeing each other. And I was like, really?
I think it's, I think he just didn't want it. He wanted to be the date thing, and I think you just let it.
Yeah.
You just said it.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not looking for someone to, like, fall in love with and try to find my partner, because I don't like where I am right now personally for, like, multiple reasons or whatever. So I don't want someone to, like, be in that state with me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, and I
does that make sense? Yeah. Like, there are some, there are sometimes where I'm like, yeah, I mean, obviously I would like to get married and blah, blah, blah. But when I go on dates, I'm not looking for the one. I'm like, all right, this guy's cool to hang out with and we have similar interests and he's really handsome and...
It just sucks because I remember I hung out with this guy and he just like disappeared after our hang, and he was like,
really?
I want to, he's like, you know, you're a really funny guy, sarcastic.
Oh God, he was drunk.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't drunk. He was legitimately like, you are so funny. This isn't going to be the only time I see you. And I said, okay, disappeared. He had disappeared.
What do you mean disappeared? Like
like a magic trick? Yeah.
Like moved out of the country?
I texted him and I got no response.
Really? Maybe he was ignoring you.
Right.
Maybe he was a player.
Isn't that what we call, isn't that what we call a flake?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
Ooh.
Grindr.
Is it Grindr?
Shut up.
Well, you get, here's the thing, and in listening to past episodes, you get really embarrassed when we talk about Grindr, like specifically, but we all joke about it. I meet guys off Grindr for
days. I think that's the only way I have met people on Grindr. And it's been so, it's been beneficial. Like, I've met a lot of people that I've become friends with or, like, dated because of Grindr.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just now, like, back in the olden days, they used to, like, meet at the social. And now it's just, like, everything's.
At the sock hop.
Yeah, everything's now, like, all through technology now. You can do it on websites. You can do it on an app now on a phone. And I just think it's just. It's the way of the times now. I think in 2013, I'm going to meet my future husband through an app.
Right. Well, I mean, and when does it become important to delete your accounts?
Ooh.
You delete it once you become exclusive.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Once you two make that decision
like
together.
I've actually had that conversation with somebody. I go, if you guys are not just dating, but you're exclusively dating, you need to get rid of that app because it's kind of like you're cheating. It's your flaunting... on the edge of being bad.
Yeah, there are some people that think that's being promiscuous and not being fair to the other person, and then there are some people that are saying that it's just an app. What's the harm in the app? We were talking about this before we recorded tonight, where we all have a friend who is seeing someone and is clearly being very exclusive to this person, but yet the other person still has Grindr.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like you walking
not only
down the
Grindr, but other accounts.
Oh, yeah. If you have more than one, you need to, like,
settle it down.
If you're... the bottom line is, I don't think a number should come into play, but if you're on 3 or 4 dates and you're really starting to get... trying to figure out whether you're into this person or not, you do not need to be on Grindr. You do not need to be on Adam for Adam because all you're doing is distracting yourself.
I think that's fair.
I agree.
Fair?
Because wandering eyes, yeah.
Private eyes. They're watching you.
All right, guys, let's shut the shit down. So I'm Freddie.
I'm Ryan.
And I am Lee. And a big thank you to our special guest, Nick. Snaps for Nick.
Woo! Yay, thanks for having me.
The cupcakes, delicious.
And also, we're going to post a photo of Nick. So if you guys want to hit him up, we'll go ahead and post
In case you want to Facebook stalk him
later.
Yes,
please Facebook stalk me because I'll do the same to you.
All right. Nice. This has been the Gay Man's Guide, episode 5.
Don't forget to like us on Podomatic, which you have been doing. Guess what? We're number 1 in the gay and lesbian category.
Thank you guys so much.
And also, guys, please keep sharing us because sharing is caring. Kids.
It can be fun.
Oh, I love sharing.
Yes. Also, we are now officially on iTunes. All you got to do is just go on the podcast app, which is available.
You guys are on iTunes?
Yeah.
Shit, girl.
We fancy.
Oh, you fancy.
All you got to do is open up the podcast section.
Girl, you're going Applebee's with that money. We're going to be on the Ellen Show next.
Yes.
Oh, all you got to do is open up the podcast app. Search for Gay Man's Guide and you'll see our 3 lovely mugs right there waiting
and
for some downloads.
Please leave comments, concerns,
fears, and trepidations. This is the Gay Man's Guide. Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. Bye!
Don't let anybody steal your pride.
Oh my God, whose pride am I stealing? Oh, get your finger
on me. I was saying bye.